Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
You are listening to Teen Station, where we always have something to say. And of course, how can I forget, we'd like to welcome our one and only, actually a couple more than one and only, teen co-host, Ashley.
Hi, guys.
Hedrick. Jack.
Hey.
Dasheen.
Hello.
Miranda.
Hi.
And Drew.
Hey, guys.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Great.
I'm good.
Fantastic.
We're good.
Good.
Well, just as our song by Kelly Clarkson spoke about being stronger, definitely the youth participation in voting will definitely help the election become stronger, and there's a lot of weight with them, and these candidates are certainly depending upon them. Today, we are talking about the youth vote. So we all know that voting exists everywhere. Everyone does it. We vote for American Idol. We vote for the Athlete of the Year. We vote for the favorite screenplay in the Academy Awards. We vote for the best party schools. We vote for the sexiest man alive. But when it comes to voting for elections, that situation sort of changes. Why do you think that, Edric?
I actually don't think Edric's here.
Oh, well, Drew, let us know. Why do you think that?
I think that all the other ones are not really, they don't really change the way we live. I mean, obviously an election for the government is going to change the rules and the policies in place. So, I mean, obviously it changes our day-to-day life. I mean, voting for the sexiest man alive really doesn't affect how I go to school or how money is flowing into my home, you know. So, I don't know. I think
so you said it doesn't really hold that much weight, which is certainly true, of course, but then why are less people participating in that process?
Well, I mean, I find a lot of people think that their vote won't matter for that stuff because, at least for me in New York, I know it's always going to, at least it's always been that it's going Democratic. So I find my vote really doesn't hold as much weight for my state. But, yeah, I don't know.
That's not true. That's a dangerous way to think, man.
I know it's a dangerous way to think, but, I mean, I think a lot of people think that way.
That's why it's dangerous.
Say your name when you comment.
Hi, it's Ashley. I think that way of thinking is dangerous because don't think that that type of thinking won't catch on fire, that it only you think that way. If everyone who feels like you sits at home and goes like, well, my vote doesn't matter, there's a million of you who feel that way, that is a scale-altering number of people. I don't think it's a good way of thinking to think that your vote doesn't matter.
No, I mean, I agree. I don't think it's a good way of thinking. I just think that's mm-hmm. the habit of most people in New York and probably around the country.
Yeah.
Miranda, also, what do you think? Oh, sorry. Go, Drew.
No, sorry. I mean, I also think with the presidential election or any type of governmental election, you tend to be a bit more educated to vote on it. You need to know a bit more. I mean, when you're voting on American Idol, it's very easy to just see who has a good voice and who doesn't. You vote for them. But with presidential election, you have different policies, different views on things. So, I find it tougher to vote on that.
Mm-hmm. Miranda, you are sort of a younger demographic, but students approach the quote-unquote youth vote, which is, it's supposed to be ages 18 to 29. What are your classmates thinking in regards to that? Because I know teachers are certainly talking about it in school.
Well, where I live in Washington, D.C., and the city vote is almost always 90% Democratic. So for us, it does end up a lot like in New York, where it's not such a big priority on voting. A lot of people are excited their first time just because, you know, you get to vote for the first time, but there really is that sort of thought that it's not going to matter that much.
Hmm. And Tashin, have you found that, if you can remember back when you first voted for the first time, did you do your research on each candidate and all the way down to the local level, not just the presidential level?
Definitely. I think you have to know all about your community and all about who you're voting for. And you have to also be, updated on what each candidate is doing. And, like, because everything has changed, so it's definitely important.
Certainly true. So let's just take a step back in time. For those of you who are unaware, of course, everyone talks about Get Out the Vote, Rock the Vote. You have the celebrities, P. Diddy and Russell Simmons, everyone getting involved. But it did start a long time ago in the 1930s where the youth mobilized together and they became activists. And their issues were a bit different, but they still had the importance of civic engagement. Their issues were like joblessness, homelessness, education, and different things like this. But what do you think the issues for the youth were? And I know everyone probably could agree upon the big issue. Jack, what do you think the big issue would be for today?
Well, the youth, they tend to think about more social issues like gay marriage and you know, sort of things like abortion, gay marriage, environment, and not so much physical issues. But the biggest time there was in 1972, I think it was, when the Vietnam War was going on, that's when there were 50% of the youth voted. But now there's no huge issue going on, and I think that in the next election, the youth aren't going to turn out as much.
Because they're too drunk.
Hello?
Yeah.
Ashley, would you have?
I agree with him. I think, and this is an appeal to all the young people who are actually listening. I think it's sad that people, even if you don't, it's sad that I've asked a lot of my friends, hey, are you registered? And it's not even like, no, but, you know, I really want to. I need to find out how to. It's like, no, and I don't even believe in voting. Our votes don't matter. Who cares about our votes? I hate the government. That's what I get from people who don't want to vote. It's not just, oh, I don't want to vote, but I want to find out how. It's like, oh, I don't want to vote, and F the government. What is wrong with everybody?
I don't know.
At the end of the day, whether you hate the government or not, they control, they have some sort of impact on your life. You should care. If nothing else, you should care because what happens there trickles down and it affects you. So in that respect, you should care. Being blissfully unaware at 21, 22, 23 is not cute anymore, guys.
I agree with that, and that's all, like, that's, it's really nice to think, but, I mean, even if we elect who we want into office, there's so many different strings being pulled where, I mean, corruption in office where, I mean, Obama's not making half the decision he's being put out to be made. There's a lot of other, I mean, you have the lobbyists, for one, that just persuade every decision made, so...
And they were elected into Congress by people who thought, okay, the Democrats aren't doing it, let's elect Republicans. Because remember the midterm vote when all these Republicans were voted into Congress and then we got a Republican, I think, was it Senate? Or it was a Republican Senate. And then that's when all this headbutting and all this, you know, lack of movement happened and the standstill happened in Congress. Because people got sick of Democrats and thought maybe we need Republicans, that comes back to us. They were voted into office.
Well, yeah, this is true. But back to your comment, Drew, isn't there corruption everywhere?
True.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, everyone can be persuaded one way or another.
I mean, we saw corruption in finance. We saw, of course, you said politics. There's corruption in sports. But should we stop at that point just because we know that there's corruption? How do we get the youth to actually care about it?
Well, I think it all comes down to who's being elected. I think that in 2008, somebody like Obama was really sort of inspiring to a lot of people, which is why you saw so much jump up in the youth vote. I mean, I think that you just have to really reach out and engage people and have someone who can do that to get that vote. Because if you don't do that, people are just going to ignore it and be more focused on, you know, less important things.
I agree. But, I mean, we saw Obama's campaign. It was all change and everyone. It got everyone all excited and stuff, and all the young people were voting. And you're getting all these votes. But in those 4 years, or however many, it's been 3.5 now, what has he done, really, that's really showed us that our vote mattered to elect him in? He's not really done as much as we all would have liked.
But that's not his fault, though. I'm sorry. I champion Obama. I'm so sorry. I just don't think it's his fault. I think people really forget about what he has done. I mean, okay, I see it because for my fall semester bill this year, I got a Pell Grant advance that never happened before because he focuses on infrastructure and education. I saw that. There are people who are, like, you're 19, right, Drew?
Yes, yeah.
Are you still on your parents' insurance?
Yes.
That would not have happened 4 years ago. You would have been an uninsured American. These are things that people don't realize. You should not be on your parents' insurance if it was a Bush administration or even if it was a Romney administration. Things like that. Also, these are more small town issues like the car factories that are open in, you know, those car towns like Detroit. All those people, hundreds of thousands of people, face unemployment. Now the auto industry jumped back and is the strongest auto industry in the world today. General Motors is at the top. These are things that were not happening. I think what happened was that when Obama said change, I think what inspired young people was that he was an African-American, and they thought, let's make a statement. But I think he really meant let's change infrastructure, which is something we really didn't get because in 2008 we didn't feel the effects of the recession. And now that we felt the effects of recession, we kind of got that message of change confused with what he really meant. And then we expect so much of him and we can't even look at what he's done.
But
he's done a lot.
Just going upon the idea of change, this time, everyone, of course, is, especially the youth, into social media, so everything is instant. So regardless of whether it's a Democrat or Republican in office, when someone says change, that's their proposal and that's what they're going to bring, I feel like maybe the youth, their definition of change today means change, it should have changed 5 seconds ago because things downloaded in like 2.1 seconds, you get the new iPhone that came in California. I believe it was yesterday. Everything is new, fast, bigger screen, faster processor. YouTube, you're instant celebrity. So, like, our definition of change, I guess, sort of has morphed or adapted into this idea. What are your thoughts about that, Jack, about the change and whether we actually were putting too much weight on it or whether we believe it or we have different views of what change should be because of the technology today?
Yeah,
I just think that the change, we kind of tacked on an invisible, you know, clause of immediacy to the word change. But just because change is gradual doesn't mean change isn't happening.
Yeah, what were you saying, Jack? Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. 4 years isn't enough to completely change American society and the economy. It's just ridiculous to think that we can completely do a 360, because that would be back to where you started. Do a complete 180 and just be a perfect nation all of a sudden. Obama's done a lot of things. GM's alive and Bin Laden's dead, you know? I think there has been change. There's been healthcare reform, stimulus packages put out. What she was saying about student loans, there's been a lot of change for the better, and you can't always expect change to be immediate. It's just a ridiculous notion.
Yeah. You don't go from an infant to a senior citizen overnight.
This is true. Tashin, Ashley talked about educating herself on what the current president or whoever's in office has done for them, and she was able to bring up specific examples, which brings upon attaining resources and making sure you have knowledge. As Jack said before, that the youth vote increased. In 2008, they said the statistics said that increased by 51%, but the vote for individuals who are not in college was at a very low 35.9%. And it decreased from 1972 was 41.8%, and then it decreased in 2008 from 35.9%. So currently, I, of course, would be interested on how it would be now compared to 2008, if it's dropping or if it's increasing. But there's a disparity between college students or the youth vote that we're talking about and non-college individuals who didn't go through that whole experience. And President Obama, he visited, I believe, a school in Colorado as well as Iowa, because he knows that it's important. So did Governor Romney. So they know that it's important. So how do you target those who are not in college, because we are going through that non-traditional route of not going to college, taking the route of going to trade schools or just becoming an entrepreneur and becoming an instant millionaire and becoming like a poker professional and making lots of money at a young age. So everyone's taking the non-traditional route. How do you affect those individuals?
I think it's definitely true that the youth aren't involved enough, and I think we should try to get them involved by trying to, because most people think that only people who are, you know, the wealthy or the people that are older who have families are the only ones that, you know, really that the decision of who's president affects, it only affects them. But teens don't understand that in the end it's actually affecting them too. So I think we definitely don't do enough to get out information to the youth. I don't know, people, kids, how much TV do we watch and how much news do we read? We rarely read the news, but TV shows we watch we're addicts. So I think we should definitely try to get, some more, teen-geared TV shows or teen-geared, not only radio shows, but, YouTube channels and, gear it toward teens to educate them so that, they know about what's happening. Because most kids don't want to read the newspaper and want to watch the news, or they just, you know, want to watch what they want to watch. So I feel like it's important to,
That's true. Drew, what do you think about that disparity between the non-college student and the college student?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What do you think about the disparity between the non-college student and the college student? In 2008, it was, well, in 2008, it said it was 62.1%, but I may, it may be a little bit off, but somewhere around there. And then with the non-college student, it was at 35.9% in 2008.
Yeah. I mean, being here at college, I've already seen there's a ton of more groups and clubs that really, associate themselves with politics. And, I mean, I was at the Involvement Fair last week, which had hundreds, if not thousands, of kids passing by, and they were passing these tables that had people's own opinions. So that I mean, me passing those tables and seeing people's opinions on some politics sparked my interest in looking up and finding out my own opinions. And finding my own opinions makes me want to vote for the guy I want. So I think being in college opens up a lot more doors and opportunities for you to find out about politics, which will get you involved.
Yeah. Miranda, you can certainly speak upon this. Youth politics is apparent everywhere, not just here in the U.S. I know when a family member went to Morocco, she saw that there is great support when we are having the presidential election and people admired President Obama, and this is all the way in Morocco, and everywhere that she went, regardless of who it is in office, that it still spreads all over the world, and it has an effect, because once that individual becomes president, they're not just making decisions for the U.S. They have to be able to agree upon, or at least come to some sort of neutralization with other countries. They do have, I know that you studied foreign policy and you're heavily interested in that. Do you see like youth involved outside of the U.S. when it comes to voting?
I don't know too much about youth outside the U.S. voting, to be honest.
And what about in Tibet? Did they have, like, I know that they weren't able to, but were they involved or engaged or just a part of what's going on there and within politics?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of talk there and sort of, you know, discussion about politics.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly important. So the definitely the resource, college education has a huge impact. And those individuals who are not going through that same route, candidates have to figure out a way how to connect to all different types of youth, whether they're going through the education route or whether they're not. Would you agree that the kids today that we spoke about, whether they're the 18 to 29 or younger, can actually be connected or feel connected? And how, Jack, how do you think that they can eventually get to that route where, like, what do we have to do to get them connected?
Well, that's a pretty hard question. How do we get kids out to vote, really?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's certainly a hard question, but people can have ideas, can have goals, and just I feel like just talking about it can be a start.
One interesting thing that I saw is, have you guys seen the MTV ad campaign? Has anyone seen that?
No.
To get people to vote?
No, actually I haven't.
Well, you guys should look it up. It's this, there are these ads, and it's apparently gotten a few hundred thousand, they say 350,000 people or youth to register and vote. So That's a pretty big, I mean, in the large scheme of things, it's not super big, but it's a pretty big number, and it shows how ads could impact people and how awareness and talking about it, like you said, gets people out to vote.
Yeah. think there's like a colloquialism. There's like a colloquialism that comes to getting youth to actually want to vote. It's almost like there's a difference between hearing a drab older person saying, you should get out there and you should vote, young man, then, you know, what's his face? Then let's say Justin Bieber, and I hate him, but, you know, people do care about Justin Bieber, so I have to use him. Justin Bieber say, you know what I find sexy in a girl? Because, you know, everyone, all the girls want Justin Bieber to think they're sexy. Justin Bieber, I think a girl who's registered to vote is sexy. Tell me not. A million 18-plus girls will run to the voter booth. Justin Bieber says it's sexy to vote. And you watch. Those are the people who need to put their face on it. Because I'm not going to lie, I know it sounds very bad, but I think people are dumb. I do. Sounds horrible. And no. They need people that they can really, that really affect them to take a stand. That's just what I think. People right. like Justin Bieber, he's 18. He should be, he better register as well. Can he? No, he's Canadian. Never mind.
No.
But he could at least, like, he could at least put his voice on the message, I think.
Yeah.
People like that need to speak up.
What were you saying, Eugene?
Oh, I was just agreeing with her, but... that people are stupid and we need people to make people do things like celebrities and people that affect people.
Maybe it's not, people aren't necessarily stupid, it's just you turn on the TV, there are so many, there's so much slander, not a lot of honesty always in the media. It's hard to, if you're living a busy life, it's hard to really get engaged and to get motivated to listen to people that you don't have a connection with, even if, of course, it's important, you know these policies are going to change everyone's lives, but people don't, they turn on the TV and they're just not, they're just discouraged, and it's understandable.
But that discouragement, to me, is a driving force to pick yourself up and vote. I mean, if everyone's happy and life's good, I'm not going to feel like, oh, you know, I don't need to vote because, you know, I'm good where I am. But if I'm like, oh, I'm poor and I need things to change, that I would pick up myself and find 225 and get on the bus to vote. But I can only speak for myself, though.
What if you don't know where to start? So I feel...
That's true.
You can, of you can piggyback off this. If you don't know, like when people say, well, what are the issues that you believe in? What's your platform? That may seem just a little bit, I don't know, they just may not understand what that means, but they might not know that it translates to what affects you on a day-to-day basis. What gets you angry? What gets you excited? What are you proud of? How can we make that connection between that and issues and translate that for them? Drew, you want to start?
I want to take a step back and go back just to what Ashley was saying. And, I mean, that's how I feel everyone should think. But I think a big issue is the environment that the youth is in. You can look at a large population, large part of the population is in a bad environment. They don't go home to sit and watch TV all day to see the Justin Bieber commercial where he finds it sexy in a girl to vote. And you have a lot of the kids that aren't going home to watch TV. They're going.
All right, Drew, we can't really hear you. Drew, we can't really hear you. Come closer.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying that. A lot of the kids in America aren't going home to watch that Justin Bieber commercial. If they're going home that has a secure home that are watching TV, then maybe they'll see that commercial. But a lot of them are not going home. I think the environment that they're in doesn't really warrant them to worry about politics as much as taking care of themselves. And they have to take on more of an issue of taking care of their family at an earlier age rather than concerning themselves with politics and TV and commercials. So the answer to that question and how to fix that is tough, but I think it's more just like, I don't know, whether it's a better education system or better outreach to those communities in America.
Well, it's ironic, though, because taking care, you know, going to the polls is taking care of yourself in a sense. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel natural instinct in a human being
really,
is not.
Drew?
Yeah.
Really,
oh, yeah, sorry, this is Drew. This is Drew, sorry. I find that natural instinct in a human being is not to worry about politics, but more to worry about the instant satisfaction of being safe and taking care of your family. It's really finding, I mean, it's tough to really look at the whole grand scheme of things when you're in that type of situation. It's easy for us to
that's
say.
That's the problem.
You know.
It's just, that's the problem. It goes back to that sense of immediacy. People can't sit here and think in the grander scheme of things. And I think that's a huge issue. If today my problems are not fixed, this man is not doing his job right. That's a problem. You can't fix your own problems in a day. If this person you talked about, this hypothetical kid or whatever, let's say he's in credit card debt. He has $50,000 in credit card debt. He's not going to fix that in a day. Even if he directly works on the problem, he can't fix that in a day. Big problems can't be fixed in a day, even if you have your own hand in the problem. So sit here and think that this man, who is way farther out than you are with your own problems, can fix your problems in a day. It's wrong. We all need to sit here and realize that big problems, whether who we elect, Mitt Romney can't create the amount of jobs that he claims he can create in a day either.
Yeah.
People just need to realize that things can't be fixed. But it would be horrible. I can't even imagine a world with Romney as president. You guys don't understand how bad it would be.
So we can safely say that between the influence of the mainstream media and the politicians, I don't know, let me know if you guys agree upon this, that youth politics in the U.S. has sort of been deprioritized based upon your saying the shows that are being demonstrated, that the reality shows and the blogs and the YouTube and the Twitter. Would you agree, Miranda?
Mm-hmm.
Dasheen, what are your thoughts?
Wait, can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, I was just saying that we're basically, to sum it all up, the influence of mainstream media and politicians sort of have deprioritized for the youth politics. Like, do they feel that they need to not get involved as much just because they have other things going on?
I feel like a lot of things that are politics are things that affect, you know, older people, like insurance and, you know, stuff like that.
No, insurance affects us too.
Yeah, but then we kind of don't realize it just yet. It doesn't feel like, you know, it's affecting us just yet, so we don't feel like the need to get involved. But, like, you know, older people who's being affected, like, right now, they feel like they should get involved. But we don't realize that, you know, it's going to affect us, you know, it's going to affect us later on. So I feel like if we get the word out and we somehow get people to understand, and, like, the youth to understand that it's affecting us, you know, in the future, it's going to affect us now. Just like, you know, we talk about global warming and it's going to affect us later on, and we talk about stuff like that. We should get, just like, the youth to understand that it's going to affect us and help them understand exactly what everything is, because I don't know, like, some of the politics that goes on behind the scenes, and I don't understand everything. But if there was something there that would help me understand, then I would have, like, a more need to vote.
So as we get closer and closer to election time, where we start to see, especially on media, each individual, or whether they're a candidate or a part of the party, slowly begin to berate each other, berate the party, berate each other's views. We talked about how social media heavily affects it, and you're going to definitely see that occur. And this might be just something that's between the parties, but it's going to influence your decision on who you want to vote, whether you saw too many negative ads from this side and less negative ads from that side, and so that's why you're going to vote for this person. So you just want to make sure that that's not the reason. But from I was given an article or actually a comment about a 16-year-old who tweeted about the hatred that she has for the president. And it's just interesting the power of words nowadays, because a lot of media use Twitter or Facebook or any sort of medium like that on the news shows, on the talk shows, and regardless of who they are, they don't really say much background except for where they're from. That's still present on media. So some people, not everyone's going to do their research and say, oh, well, maybe that person doesn't have an education. They're not going to do that research. They're just going to go for what is told. So it becomes very scary, regardless of who they're talking about, because that hatred can, or those words can turn into action.
Yeah. Words have power. People forget
that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is Drew speaking. I find it just so stupid to just, I mean, stupid might not be the right word, but I just find it so stupid to put something like that on the internet. Just the word kill in a tweet.
Assassinate, sorry.
Even that is even worse. But I just find nowadays everything on the internet that goes on the internet is staying there. Whether you delete the tweet, it's already been scanned, already been recorded. I mean, I don't know why she even tweeted that.
I feel like that girl's life is over now, because social media is social
media. It's kind of deeper than
that.
Huh? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Sistine.
Like, the Secret Service is probably looking into her. Her whole life, people, I don't know,
probably.
Maybe, like, won't recognize her, but, like, people will know her. And they're going to be like, wow, that's the girl who said this, 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 and that. And people
I agree with Drew. But I think it's a little bit deeper than where he's taking it. It's not even just why would you tweet that. It's like, why would you say that? Why would you think that? Why would you like, I can understand, like, somebody who's, I mean, maybe she is a radical person and, like, she's finally letting it out, you know, who knows. But I think it's very sad that, you know, someone, if you disagree with somebody, then why couldn't, if she doesn't like Obama, she could have just said, oh, I hope Obama doesn't get voted to next term because I can't stand his belief. That's getting your objective done, too. Why do you believe this man deserves to be removed off the face of the earth? That is a little bit more extreme.
Yeah,
I think that...
Because they're misinformed.
Yeah.
I mean, almost 20% of the country thinks that Obama is Muslim. No wonder people are saying crazy things. They're not informed, so that's what they do.
But
they say outlandish
though,
things.
I don't think that assassination is prompted by ignorance, though. I mean, I think that is, like, deep-seated hatred that she really needs to visit. Why do you hate him so much that you think he should die? Not just die, be killed off.
There was probably thousands of tweets that said he shouldn't be reelected, and there's thousands of tweets, and no one's going to read through all of them, but how many, she probably thought, how many are there that says he should be assassinated, and maybe she took it a step too far,
she did.
But maybe it was just in her mind, she wanted to make an impression, she wanted to be seen, I don't know if she knew how much this would blow up, but she should have known.
She didn't say that she didn't think it was going to blow up.
Are getting, this girl is 16 years old, so she's not even of voting age, but she has such animosity and hatred towards this individual. So does she have, I doubt that she has researched about all his issues and what he stands for and her issue, and really understand what her issues are and what she stands for and how it affects.
She has no issues yet.
If we have an example like this, who's 16, there's no telling that this might occur with someone younger, 14, 15. So I know with, like, in relation to sports, most of the time little kids, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, are a fan of a certain team, like the Yankees or the Red Sox, because they see their dad constantly watching the games, or their mom, or they're from the certain area, but they learn it from
whoever is their role model or whoever is surrounding them. So that's why it's sort of important, or you guys can talk upon this, about the younger age, the 16, 17, 18, or even 13, 14, 15, because if they're building this hatred from 10 years old, that becomes really, really strong by the time that they're 18, and it could be off of ignorance, like what you said. Miranda, can you comment?
Yeah, I think a lot of people just do things without thinking, and I think that's part of what this girl did. I mean, I feel like she's just looking for attention. She heard something, maybe from her parents. She doesn't do her research, and she's just very quick to make assumptions and want to put it out to the world that, you know, she hates this person. I mean, you know, it's definitely an overreaction, and it definitely should not be how things should be handled. You really need to get your facts straight before you go on the full offensive on something.
Yeah.
I definitely think she probably got, like, the idea from her parents or people that were around her. I doubt it was, like, her own opinion, because 16-year-olds, most 16-year-olds, especially ones who say stuff like that, do not have their own opinion, do not really watch the news, do not really know what's going on. They just kind of just say what they hear. Like, regurgitate information that comes their way.
Maybe. I mean, we can go on, and it's very important to just talk about the whole process and what it entails, and it's not just the matter of to vote or not to vote. It goes deeper than that, and just like the 16-year-old, this is affecting, we're going getting closer and closer to the election. So, Ashley, just from the beginning, what can people do to go out and vote? Where can they start?
All right. If you want to go out and vote, it starts by, I think it's vote.us. Let me just check right now because I'm on my computer. Vote.us. Okay. Okay, actually, it's, no, this looks fake. Anyway, you have to research your own state's voting site. So for New York, if you are in New York, it's like vote, and I hope everyone who like wants to vote is actually writing this down. It's vote.nyc.ny.us, math specific. And on that site, you can then gather information on how to register to vote. You will get a PDF form that you will print out, and it is simple. I did it last year when I was 18. Literally 10 minutes, you just fill it out with your basic information, your address, your name, which party you want to register for, and that is the most time-consuming part. There are things to consider when you want to become a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent. So you really need to research that before you actually check that box, because that is what you will be registered as. And then you mail it out, and there you go. And in 25 days, around 25 days, you will get your letter in the mail stating that you are officially registered, your voter's district, and all that jazz. And that's why it's so important. It's not, you don't go out and register to vote the day before election. It's a month process. You need to give yourself a month head start before you even consider registering to vote. But it's a simple, it's the same thing as applying for a job. It's really that quick. It's like a simple application. And I think it's worth it, guys. I really do.
And this certainly is not the end of us talking about the election, because it can go on forever. And the key thing is to educate everyone, just like we're all doing. And, of course, we'd like to thank Blake Radio for allowing us to come on and express our opinion. Thank you so much for listening to Teen Station here on Blake Radio Rainbow Soul, where you can always engage in the perspective of all and the opinion of many. This is our untapped truth, guys. So what do you have to say? Everyone, last parting views. Ashley, what's your takeaway?
Vote, guys, that's all I have to say. Research the importance of voting. And if you want to question me about voting, you can find me on my Twitter, which is Thy Name is Ashley, Thy regular spelling, name, regular spelling, and then is Ashley, regular spelling. And please, if you have any questions, hit any of us up, and we'll be willing to answer your questions, guys.
Jack, any parting words?
Yeah, go out and vote. Everyone, you need to vote. Don't be discouraged by the electoral system, by anything. Get your views out there. That's how democracy works. And just one thing to know, at the Republican convention, they laughed at climate change. It's just a little idea for any of you guys out there who think that the environment is a serious issue, that Romney laughs at it. All right.
Miranda, parting words?
Just go out and get yourself involved. If you think there's something wrong with our country, it's not going to change unless you take action, and the easiest way to take action is to vote.
Machine.
Read the newspaper. It'll tell you everything that's going on, so I think it's important to know what's happening in your country.
Yeah.
Drew, bring us home.
Yeah, I think it's most important to get educated. I mean, it's inevitable that you're going to have the people voting for somebody because of their skin color or because of some religious aspect, but I think it's necessary to get educated on each candidate and vote for the guy that you, or girl, shouldn't have said guy.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. vote for he or she, the one you want to be elected because of their views, not just because of their abstract looks.
Abstract looks. All right, have a great night, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Bye.
Kill you makes you